A prayer from the collection.
Prayers for the precious. All rights reserved. www.newpromise.net.
Grace.
The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all those who are bowed down. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, we trust. In the name of the Lord, in his trustworthy name, we speak words of life over you and your entire house, all of your family on every side, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed, your land and your nation, according to his abundant mercy, in the unshakable name of Jesus Christ, his name one. We go up into the camps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all the leaders throughout the world, and all men. The words that Christ through us speaks to you and your family are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, author of eternal life, the Lord bless you and your house and keep you. Glory to God in the highest. Hear us when we call, O God of our righteousness. Have mercy on us and hear our prayer. We don't come to the Father based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of you and your family, but by Jesus Christ, whose sandal strap we are not worthy to loose. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, the author of eternal life, abiding in God and abiding in his love, we decree the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. In Christ we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, the beloved Son, that the God of grace will pour on you and your house the spirit of grace and supplication, that you will grow and become strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God be with you. In Christ we pray that you and your house will see the grace of God, be glad and encouraged with purpose of heart, and continue with the grace of God, that you will be known as a good people, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. In Christ we commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. For you are all of one with Jesus Christ, the author of your salvation, part of the brethren, and sons and daughters of glory. To you and your family, a true son or daughter in our common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. In Christ we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, who has entered the holy places of heaven to appear in the presence of God for you, that you and your house will receive the abundance of grace, a measure of faith, and the gift of righteousness will reign in your life through the one, Jesus Christ. Where sin abounds, grace abounds much more, that grace might reign in you and your house through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. In Christ we ask our Father God that sin shall not have dominion over you and your house, that you be brought under grace. In an acceptable time, God will hear you, and in the day of your salvation, he will help you. May the God of grace make you and your house abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in love, and make you abound in grace also. Let God's grace be sufficient for you. Surely his strength is made perfect in your weakness, so may the power of Christ rest upon you. Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you and your house. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed you and your house with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose you in him before the foundation of the world, that you should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined you to adoption as his children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace by which he has made you accepted in the beloved.
In him you have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound towards you and your house in all wisdom and prudence, in whom also you have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to God's purpose, to be sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. May God, who is rich in mercy, make you and your people alive together with Christ, and raise you up together, and make you sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceedingly riches of his grace in his kindness towards you and your house in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for your sins, that he might deliver you from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. We thank God upon every remembrance of you, making requests in the name of Jesus, our High Priest, who is seated at the right hand of the Majesty in the heavens, for you and your house with joy, that God, who has begun a good work in you and your house, will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ, that you be a partaker of the grace of God. In Christ we ask our Father and God, in the name of Jesus, the Son who has been perfected forever, that you will receive the gift of the grace of God by the effective working of his power, that you will receive grace according to the measure of Christ's gift, and that the grace upon you will be exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. In Christ we ask, in the name of Jesus, who sits at the right hand of God, that you and your house receive God's fullness, grace for grace. Having been justified by faith, in Christ we pray, you and your house have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom you also have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. May the gift of grace abound to you and your house, for God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. He who is faithful has saved you and your house and called you with a holy calling, not according to your works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to you in Christ Jesus before time began. For you are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that you should walk in them. In Christ we also pray always for you and your house, that our God would count you worthy of his calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and our God and Father, who has loved you and your house, give you everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts, and establish you in every good word or work. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Our love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Let you and your people praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Yes, rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. In accordance with Romans 1:11, by the Spirit of the Lord, and by the authority of Jesus Christ, and the Father that is in heaven, in the name of Jesus, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, in Christ we ask that the manifestation of the Spirit is given to you in your house for the profit of all. In Christ we ask our Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus, his dearly beloved Son, to give to you in your house the spiritual gifts of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, who by one offering has perfected forever those who are being sanctified, in Christ we ask the God of mercy to impart to you and yours the gift of wisdom, the gift of revelation of knowledge, the gift of faith, the gift of discernment, the gift of healing, the gift of giving, the gift of ministry, the gift of holiness, the gift of love, the gift of peace, the gift of joy, the gift of valor, the gift of revival or evangelism, the gift of refreshing of the Spirit, the gift of tongues, the gift of prophecy, the gift of the power to cast out evil spirits, and the gift of working miracles. And you receive these gifts in Christ. We pray that you minister them to one another
as good stewards of the manifold grace of God, with great power and great grace be upon you all. In Christ we pray that you use these gifts according to the grace that is given to you and in proportion to your faith and according to the Spirit of holiness. Now God is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be, self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you and your house have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness, while you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. As you receive these gifts, in Christ we pray that you minister them to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God, with great power and great grace be upon you. In Christ we pray that you will use these gifts according to the grace that is given to you and the proportion to your faith and according to the Spirit of holiness. In Christ we pray that you and your house will speak boldly in the Lord, who, bearing witness to the word of his grace, will grant you signs and wonders to be done by your hands, through whom you have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all the nations for his name, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ, as a worker together with him. So in Christ we plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. Grace to you and your house, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank our God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you in your house by Christ Jesus, because the love of God has been poured out in your hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to you. In Christ we ask in the name of Jesus, a minister of the sanctuary and the true tabernacle which the Lord erected, that you and your house be enriched in everything by God in all utterance and all knowledge, that the testimony of Christ be confirmed in you, that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. To you, the beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, who with his own blood entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption for you and your family, therefore let the word of Christ dwell in you and your house richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. In Christ we pray that the word will fill you and yours with grace and truth through Jesus Christ, receiving his fullness, grace for grace, and whatever you do in word or deed, in Christ we pray that you do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good for edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Grace be poured upon your lips. In Christ we pray that you and your people will hear the instruction of our God and Father in heaven and give attention to no understanding, that you and your family will get wisdom and you will get understanding. May you and your house humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. For the Lord God gives grace to the humble, and the wise shall inherit glory. In Christ we pray that the Lord God will teach you and your people in the way of wisdom and lead you in right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered, and when you run, you will not stumble. That you and your people will love purity of heart and have grace on your lips. That the word of God will be graceful ornaments on your head and chains about your neck. In Christ we pray that the wisdom of God will promote you, that it will bring you honor when you embrace it. It will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory. In Christ we pray that you keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. In
Christ we give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you and your house, that God would open a door for the Word to speak the mystery of Christ, that you will hear and receive the Word of God, that you will take firm hold of instruction and you will not let go, that you will hear and know the grace of God in truth, that you will bring forth fruit and be filled with the love of the Spirit from the day you hear and forevermore, and that you will know of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. Grace, mercy, and peace be with you and your house from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and in love. In the name of Jesus Christ, he who came as high priest of greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with human hands, in Christ we pray that the grace of God toward you and your house not be in vain, that you and your people will conduct yourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshy wisdom, but by the grace of God, and more abundantly, and that you may finish the race with joy, and the ministry which you received from the Lord Jesus, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. In Christ we pray that you and your house beware lest you fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked, that you not turn away from God who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, and set aside the grace of God. God, who alone is wise, keep you and your people from becoming estranged from Christ, not from falling from grace, but the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit in sincerity, that you and your people grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Christ we pray that you and your house believe on him who justifies the ungodly, and being justified freely by God's grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, that you will receive the kingdom which cannot be shaken, that you will have grace by which you may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. In Christ we pray that you and yours will gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to former lust, as in your ignorance, but as Jesus who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. For this very reason, in Christ we pray that you will give all diligence to add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love, that these things are yours and abound in you, so that you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. In Christ we pray that you and your house will submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you, that you and your house will draw near to God, and he will draw near to you, and that you and your people will cleanse your hands and purify your hearts, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, living soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. Let you and your house be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, who gave himself for you, that he might redeem you from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Let you and your house pursue peace with all men and holiness, looking diligently lest you should fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up to cause trouble, lest you become defiled, lest you sell your birthright. In Christ we pray that you will elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, so you receive an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten you to a living hope, that the genuineness of your faith may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, and that believing you will rejoice with hope inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. To him be the glory both now and forever. Grace and peace be multiplied to you. As a fellow worker in Christ, we pray in the name of Jesus, who offered up himself as a sacrifice once for all, that God will know you by name, that you and your house will find grace in his sight, and that God will show you his way, and you will be of his people. According to his abundant mercy, God of your salvation, grant that you and your people will be clothed in white garments, that your name will be in the Lamb's Book of Life, and Jesus will confess your name before his Father and before his angels. In Christ we pray that the Lord God will show you and your people his ways, teach you his paths, lead you in his truth, and teach you, for he is the God of your salvation. In Christ we pray that God will search you and know your heart, try you and know your anxieties, and see if there's any wicked way in you, and lead you in the way everlasting. May God break the arm of the wicked and the evil man in you and your house. Seek out his wickedness until he finds none. In Christ we pray that God will go with you in your house and be among you, even though you are a stiff-necked people, and he will pardon your iniquity and your sin and take you as his inheritance. In Christ we ask that the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ will show you and your house his glory, that God Almighty will make his goodness pass before you, and he will proclaim the name of the Lord before you, that he will give you a peg in his holy place, that he may enlighten your eyes, that God may bless you in your house forever. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the person who trusts in you. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich in soul and spirit. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. May God break the bands of your yoke and make you and your people walk upright. In Christ we pray that you and your people will come boldly to the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need, that your heart will be established by grace, that you will believe through grace and have faith according to God's grace, so that the promise might be sure to all your seed, and that you be heirs together of the grace of life. May the God of all grace, who called you and your house to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Grace and peace be multiplied to you and your house in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to you and your people all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called you by glory and virtue, by which have been given to you exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. It pleased God, who separated you from your mother's womb and called you through his grace, to reveal his Son to you in your house. When the kindness of the love of God, our Savior, towards you appeared, not by works of righteousness which you have done, but according to his mercy he saved you in your house, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on you abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, you should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life, and that you become part of the remnant according to the election of grace. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Grace to you, and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved you and washed you from your sins in his own blood, and has made you kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Being a bond servant of Jesus Christ, separated to the gospel of God, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house, and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time, so you will always be in the will of God, through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify your space, by the overpowering presence of God, who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
in the name of Jesus Christ, from the rising of the sun even to its going down, his name shall be great among the nations. And his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. In him who has the keys of Hades and of death, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. So the nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. God said it, we believe it, it is settled forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.
The Word of God, inspired by Jesus Christ, compiled by Diana Cudworth.
Permission granted for personal and non-profit use.